You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Healthcare providers are facing a dilemma. Some are busy, even overwhelmed, caring for patients with COVID-19. But other doctors' offices, clinics, even hospital emergency rooms are close to empty. Sick people are staying away, sometimes even in serious cases, like if they're having heart attacks or strokes or have chronic conditions. Now, healthcare providers are trying to convince people to get the treatment they need. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
Trisha McKenzie is a skin cancer survivor in Boston. And over the last couple months, she's had a lot of televisits with her doctors. But if her doctors asked her to come in for an exam?
I think if I was asked to go today, I probably wouldn't. I do want to go because it's for, you know, the safety of just my body. But in the same sense, I'm not sure.
A lot of patients aren't sure. At Pittsburgh pediatrician Todd Woolen's clinic, they're not seeing as many sick kids. When he gets calls from parents, he finds himself trying to reassure them.
We check you in at the front door. We escort you directly back to a room, that we have rooms for kids that are well and rooms for kids with symptoms.
But even with reassurances, people across the country are putting off routine care. Childhood vaccination rates are down, and emergency departments are seeing about half the volume they typically see. Marianne Udall Phillips, a health policy researcher at the University of Michigan, says people are afraid.
There is a lot of fear that when people go to the hospital that they will become exposed to COVID-19, and they may actually end up sicker than they would if they just stayed home.
That's led to at least 1.4 million job losses in healthcare. According to Michelle Hood with the American Hospital Association, all of those procedures that people are postponing or avoiding
oftentimes are what allows hospitals to balance their books.
So hospitals and healthcare systems have launched ad campaigns to convince people it's okay to come in. Local hospitals in Boston are telling patients that if they have chest pain or cut themselves with a kitchen knife.
Despite this pandemic,
we assure you, hospitals are doing everything possible to keep emergency departments clean and safe.
And the Kentucky Hospital Association is running this ad.
Coronavirus has changed a lot about our daily lives, but the healthcare you need doesn't have to be put on hold.
Hospitals are hoping the ads work. According to the American Hospital Association, the dip in visits is causing $50 billion a month in losses. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.